The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Zwirling.
Even as a teenager patiently waiting for the right to vote, I used to wonder why our government felt the need to allow unions to be involved in the working process, since we live in a free society. To my personal delight, last March 9th, this year, 2011, a group of Republican senators led by Jim DeMint introduced the National Right to Work Act, meant to protect the free choice of workers to form, join, or assist labor organizations, or to not, if they choose not to. Previously, during the 111th Congress, all Senate Democrats voted against workers' rights. But now, with this new Right to Vote Act, they have a chance to protect American workers' freedom to choose. According to Senator DeMint, he said, "No one should be forced to join a union and pay dues to get a job in this country. Many Americans are struggling to just put food on the table, and they should not have to fear losing their jobs if they don't wish to join a union. Forced unionism shields unions from members' accountability, and in states where companies are forced to have only union workers, businesses have struggled to compete while they deal with unreasonable work rules." I say also, despite President Obama's approval and support of unions, this new act will ensure that no employees will ever again be forced to join a union in order to get or keep a job. The National Right to Work Act will liberate workers to do just that. For too long, unionism has played politics and discriminated against workers and businesses, and this new law sends a message to union bosses that their backroom dealings and bullying will no longer be tolerated. There do exist both forced union states and right-to-work states, and the latter consistently outperform union states in factors that affect workers' well-being. And from 1977 to 2007, right-to-work states experienced a 23% faster rise in per capita income than states with forced unionism. Which brings me to wonder again, why does Obama like unions so much? For KSCO, this is Kay Zwirling.
The long-requested book of Kay's commentaries is now available for purchase online at our KSCO.com website, right on the homepage, for $24.95 plus shipping and handling, if applicable. Treat yourself to this wonderful book full of Kay's wisdom, thoughts, and humor. It makes a great gift, and all proceeds support KSCO, your favorite radio station. Go to KSCO.com and buy Kay's book today.